team camp's pretty much done, but now you got some of the youthful guys coming in over the next few weeks. So talk about what you got coming up.
Youth camp coming July 28th at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. It's going to run Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so it'll run through the 31st, and it's for grades 3rd through 6th grade. We've already had our high school team camp and our middle school camps, and now we're looking to get those 3rd through 6th graders going. So yeah, they can go online or they can go to Dillon's East, RT's, Hibbett Sports, to pick up a registration form, and they can register the day of the camp too. We're not really taking a whole lot of pre-registration forms, and we're hoping to get a lot of kids out there, and hopefully that it's at night that we can get a lot of them out there, because the youth is really the foundation of our program.
I'm glad you said that, because you and I have had discussions about Hutch and how it was there before they made the coaching change, and some of these established programs where the product really starts in youth football, second, third, fourth, and learning the concept. So when you bring these kids in, how important is it, never mind the X's and O's, but just to get them familiar with what you guys are trying to do and filter that on up?
Well, we're really trying to, you know, make it a community event. I mean, that kids, I want kids that are in the third grade to be, you know, looking forward to when they become a Buffalo football player. And I think this is the first step towards it, giving them, you know, contact with those coaches and with our players, because our players will be there to help support them and help teach them, you know, some of the things that they've learned along the way. And hopefully that they can take that and use that into their youth football when they go and play, you know, later this fall through the YMCA.
Stability has been really good here, obviously, since you've taken over when Coach Smith stepped down. So now you've got the stability. You've got what you guys want to run. It takes, obviously, a couple of years for you to put your system in, but now it's full bore. So how has that helped as far as when you get these kids in for these camps?
Oh, it's really good. I mean, you know, it's amazing when kids come to us now, you know, at the ninth grade level, how quickly we can move through the offense because they have an understanding of what's going on. So it's very important to what we have, and so I hope that, you know, the time period, we've tried to move it back later in the summer to avoid baseball and basketball and, you know, all the camps of everything else, and kind of lead it to where hopefully there's maybe a little more carryover for them as they're getting ready to begin their season as well.
What are some of the concepts that you want kids to take away from these camps, the younger kids?
Well, first of all, I really want them to have fun. I mean, you know, football is a great game. Sports is a great game, and, you know, I think we spend too much time, especially in youth sports, you know, trying to make it so important it's about winning, and it's really not about winning. It's about development and growth and becoming, you know, to having a passion for the game of football, and, you know, when you have a passion, you're willing to go through a few more bumps along the way, and it's really, that's the biggest key, is getting out there, you know, being around our kids, the older kids, and seeing, you know, what they can become, and, you know, I know that they sit up in the stands and look at them in a helmet. They have no idea what they look like and those kind of things. And to kind of have that personal contact is also big for them.